Councilman Giuliano as I speak. So we will begin with the minutes to be accepted. We have minutes from the 5th of February and from the 20th of February for both of our meetings. I accept a motion. Motion from Patrick. Second?
Second.
Second from Jared. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The minutes for February 5th and 20th are accepted, and thank you for sitting in my absence. Correspondence. A copy of a letter to the Greene County Highway from the Department of Army Corps of Engineers regarding the application for stabilization on the river banks. That is obviously a village exercise, but we are a quote interested party, so they reached in us. DEC is lead on that, so we had no, we thought it was a passive yes, but we went ahead and actively replied also. Community Action Weatherization Program for income eligible homeowners. We received a notification on that, shared as appropriate. Monitoring notice, New York State Department of Health, Water District Number 1. All 2018 sampling has been completed. That is Smetten. No.
It's
the Water District. It's, what is it? Allen Street? It must be Allen. Yeah.
Isn't it Allen Street?
It's Allen Street. Yeah. Because he has to do much more in Smetten with the plant. Okay. Patterson Koski, Town Justice Audit of Court Dockets and Accounting. That is required by law. We received the audit back, which was shared with the justices and clerks. Almost 99, 44, 100% acceptable. A couple of suggestions about ledgers and timing and the like. But otherwise, well received. And our thanks to our court clerks and our justices for keeping all of that appropriately accounted for. New York State EFC approval engineering report for Leeds Jefferson Heights Sewer District. We received a communication. We are almost completed with the exercise. We have all of the documents. We did not need to do anything else tonight. You guys passed the resolution. Mm-hmm. But before that can all be submitted to EFC, it needs one more set of eyes. And Louise knows that. So everything's in the right place. A couple people have retired through the length of this project, believe it or not. So our bond attorney has retired, and there's somebody else that's new now. Oh, Travis is new on another project. So we will outlive the staff. Notice from Charter Communications of a new point of contact. They look like they've consolidated because the new point of contact is in Connecticut. We're still working with them on a month by month. So now that we have a new name, we'll have to reach out to them. You and I will have another conversation. Letter from Commercial Instrument and Alarm System for merger with Doyle. So that's our alarm. That's CIA, right?
Correct.
Okay. So they merged with somebody.
Yes, out of Newburgh or Poughkeepsie, I believe.
Okay. And as an aside, I had a conversation with George regarding his cameras. He found he had a couple of things that were unplugged there as a result of some construction. I think you have some questions about your cameras. We're thinking he needs to do a couple of things to make sure that his cameras can receive downloads and that kind of stuff. We think it might be worth it. It's only a couple hundred dollars, but it's going to be worth it to look at everything. So we will ask them to come in. We'll talk about it at the departmental meeting.
Okay.
Mayor Seely?
What's up?
How are you, sir? Email from Marge Riley requesting use of the Ricky Kramer ball field. So that's for the American Legion. And then Eric Joyce for the high school. Do we still have a third? Does Laura's group, the Cats, still live?
I don't know. There was also that, and there was the other one, the
Diamond Dogs.
That's the one I meant.
The Diamond Dogs, and the other one was the Outlaws, wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah. Right. Also, I don't know about the Outlaws.
The Legion season doesn't start till late.
Yeah, it's after.
That's usually June.
They're after, yeah.
Yeah, they're after the high school.
We should see if we can get all these organizations together, sit down,
and discuss and
get a schedule.
Agreed.
And also, at this point, the snack shack will be locked.
And gone, yeah.
And not used because it's not in usable condition.
Agreed.
And then as far as the we had a couple checkpoint issues on the announcer's booth for our handyman to go over when I was looked at it.
Mm-hmm. All right. So it sounds like we need a summer season meeting.
Okay.
Do you want to do it for the Wednesday meeting of this month?
Yeah, sure.
Why don't we invite the four teams? Who else? Anybody else?
That's really
how's
it.
The park? Is the park?
Park is up.
Yeah. Looks
up.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Looks so nice.
Can't wait to use it.
Park it up. Looks like crap.
Yes, I'm going to use it.
Definitely would like to get some stone in there.
Let's talk to Sean maybe tomorrow morning. I don't know if you're available tomorrow. Or when? I'm sorry. Thursday. Let's add that to that list and then the cameras.
I say for the cameras, I don't know exactly what George has planned. See if he can get a quote to upgrade his system.
That's what he wants to do. Because I guess otherwise, he's got cameras that he can see what's done, but he can't download it and take it anyway.
It's probably the same thing with the senior center cameras.
Oh, I'm sure
they're probably older, installed at the same time.
Probably older than dirt. So maybe there's something we can do with all of them with a deal. Where else do we have cameras?
Here,
but not here.
No, yes, we do have, not in this room.
Not in this room, but we have them in the town.
Yeah, and we have them.
And we have them at the highway, right?
Correct. The highways are 2015.
Yeah, they're newer.
2014, I have them installed.
Sean said he has an issue, though, with his cameras, too.
Okay.
So we have a...
Those are the guys.
So at departmental, we'll figure that out with them. And then, do you have contact information for the four baseball teams?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to reach into them and ask them to come to our Wednesday meeting?
Sure.
And
see if Stan can be here.
And Stanley?
If not.
In terms of maintenance.
Okay.
Or Paul and you, or contact for that. So if Stan can, maybe we can.
Yeah.
Him.
And.
We just want to get it.
And we need a maintenance list open too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want Sean to come to that meeting also? Highway, since he was going to help out. Okay.
Yeah.
Just looking through my emails to see what he listed as problems up there.
At the baseball field. Yeah. He'll be back Friday morning.
I should have emailed this.
Yeah.
So
with a list. It's in here somewhere.
It's in here somewhere.
It's in here somewhere. They never go away.
That parking lot has been a mess forever.
Yeah.
Well, it was made worse, but it was the staging.
It was the staging for the sewer, too. So is there anything we can ask anybody to do for us? Or
see if they have a stockpile of milling lying around. If we have millings, you can use that as...
Is it
I don't know.
I think it might have been used to finish it. Either the 21 or...
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
But Central Hudson was used to stage that there, too. Maybe they could help a little.
All right. So I know that Sean knows the Central Hudson people. Mm-hmm. And certainly
Are they staging here for Phase 3?
I don't know where they're staging. That's a very good question.
Probably for Phase 3 they're staging here, too, because that's the closest.
Yeah. To that area.
Well, then we're going to have to...
That's going
to
be a problem.
The schedule is going to... They're not going to be able to stage it.
They can't stage it.
Not during games.
No.
During season, which is April till
the park wasn't there
September.
Last year, too, so they had that extra room in the back.
They must have been there last year.
They were.
They didn't have anything on the grass. It's just the parking lot gets a little cramped.
All right. Well, either way, we need to know what's going on in Phase 3 anyway. So from staging, and then I agree with the park there. That makes it even... I don't want
that's
more
during
difficult.
Phase 3, they'll be digging the line to the bathrooms at Ricky Kramer.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's an Alan question then.
Yeah, see if they can do that first or last.
Right. Yeah. And there was a conversation prior to the holiday that has left my head, but that we also need to revisit about grinder pumps and the outlet. Do you remember any of that?
I don't think we ever got an engineer study from them. I know every time it rains out, there's a problem.
Right.
Their bottom floor floods.
Right.
And I don't think the town should take that pump over if it's malfunctioning.
Right. So I thought there needed to be a follow-up dialogue, but I don't have anything crossed off on my list. Okay.
See what happens when you go on vacation, all this stuff.
Because they go to the they go to Home Depot.
No part of the Express.
Oh, wow.
And the grinder pumps in the
grinder pumps.
We definitely couldn't
outside.
Hang out together.
But, you know, I don't think it's big enough for something.
I don't think it's big enough. All right. So that's another question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Manitou's Revenge Ultra Marathon is coming through again, and I think this has got to be like year five or something.
Mm-hmm.
They use state. It's an ultra.
It's 54 miles. It's 54 miles. 120 runners. June 22nd to the 23rd.
Is it just running?
Just running.
It's not a triathlon or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Nope. I think it's just running.
Just running.
Mm-hmm. I was going to be in it, except I'm out of town that weekend, so I just can't do it this year.
56
Multi-county
miles.
Speed contest. That's what it's being.
Is it uphill?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going from, let's see, Wyndham to Phoenicia. It goes through Palenville, and then goes up the Catterskill High Peak.
From Wyndham to Phoenicia?
Mm-hmm.
So they're going through Lexington?
Yeah, 296.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot. Okay, so anyway, the Department of Transportation has no objection. We've never had an objection, but they would like us to just acknowledge that we had this conversation. So we're good with that. The roof.
No question. This roof was looked at by our experts.
That is.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Four.
Two years ago, then?
I think it was 2 years ago.
And we won't have problems for 15 years.
I don't think that roof was looked at by Larry. No, he did not look at cemetery.
If that was done. I don't think.
I'm just thinking he could fix that while he's doing that.
This is what it is. We've all had time to look over it, yes.
And the other issue is there's a deductible involved, and we had to go through the insurance. So
yep.
It would be extremely complex to get it to go through.
I think we should do the whole roof, though. I think you're just asking for trouble to do half a roof.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's just not smart building.
So, in total, $6,412.32. Recoverable depreciation of $1,000. And then there's $1,000 deductible, leaving an initial payment of $441,142. So the total amount would be $3,811
to do the entire.
To do all of it.
The extra.
$3,811.
An additional.
The additional.
But that would be additional to the $4,300.
Well, the insurance is paying $4,300. We're paying $1,000.
Except for the deductible.
Right, so it's $82
minus the $40.
Exactly,
yeah.
So that's what you would
so
be paying for.
So we would be in for $3,811, which I think it sounds like we all agree should be. That's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we want a motion on that to contact them?
I'll make a motion.
A motion from Dawn to go forward with the roofing, and a second from Patrick, and the decision is to do the entire roof. And we may need to let the property loss guy know that we're going to do all of it. I'm not sure if that's true, but Marshall and Sterling should probably be told also.
Okay.
Yeah. That way they just...
Well, because of the replacement change.
Yeah. And the other thing is, when we get evaluated each year when they go around and do the inspection, Mr. Bloodgood, I want to make sure he knows that the entire roof has been done. Okay. And that's under the need to go out. So we're in good shape. So we will contact them tomorrow. Do we want to let Stanley know that we want to do the whole roof? And then does he have to make any accommodations to the way he runs it over there?
No, he should not.
He'll be all right. Okay. All righty. Do we want to talk to Paul on this whole? They've been good partners with us, and we've helped them, and they've helped us. So why don't we talk about that and see if they.
Might need to say a little bit there.
Yeah, exactly. Anything else from anyone? Mr. Seeley, do you have something you'd like to share, and then I'll turn it over to you.
Yeah, just a quick one. So, I've been really struggling with, you know, kind of, not just public transportation, but really just transportation, and now I know Leeds is starting to really kind of pick up. There's a coffee shop, and a Marble Rock. You know, we're not going to solve anything tonight, of course, but I want you guys to start to think about how can we work together, the village and the town, to come up with something. I know the county's got the teal loop, the blue loop, whatever that is, and I get it. But let's start to think about, is there something else we could be doing together? Mm-hmm. That because I'm definitely going to push our board to do something in the village this summer. Mm-hmm. Don't know what it is yet. I'm going to throw out a couple ideas. Mm-hmm. But I would love to see that same loop make its way out to a coffee shop, make its way out to the bar, barbecue bar, you know, mm-hmm. I think if we time it right and we have a couple of vehicles, they don't have to be big buses. You know, somebody already said, you know, I have this old city bus we can put together. We don't need a big giant bus. We need something with maybe, we get there. You get what I'm saying?
Even if
we don't team up this summer, I think over the next two, 3 years, we should probably start looking at transportation.
The other thing, there's a meeting on the 3rd of April. I just got a note from the trail people. So. Okay. That is the people who worked on making Peekamoose more tolerable. We have an issue in Palin Mill around Cattersville Falls.
Yeah.
One of the things that they would like to see us try and work on, which we've done with fits and starts, is some sort of a shuttle.
Yeah.
So does that get bigger, right, in terms of looking at it from the town of Catskill, the village of Catskill, and factor that in? There also might be money for that we should look for.
You use the train, but that's almost the parking lot.
Well, that's
Yeah.
They have access to food and everything.
To increase their
loops. Yeah, probably the first conversation is with the county. Yeah.
To increase your loans.
How much does the county charge for that?
$3.
It's $3 to go from here to Hudson.
It's a bus. You know, and I know I always bring up Tennessee, but they seem to do things right there with a lot of things. They do. They have shuttles that run, and they run you from, if you're in Pigeon Forge, they'll run you into Gatlinburg, mm-hmm. and they have stops along the way, and mm-hmm. it's 50 cents. Every time you get on a rock, it's 50 cents.
Yep.
So to go, it's 50 cents. To come back and stop somewhere else, it's 50 cents. And then, so you can really just ride around all day, and it keeps making the loop. And there's several of them, of course. There's like
probably... Is it the municipality runs that, or is it a
municipality? It's the municipality. Okay. Yep. And it's...
It will encourage more people to reduce the fare as well.
Absolutely. And it will get people who have never been to Palinville or Leeds to Palinville or Leeds, because mm-hmm. I can assure you, there's hundreds of families in the village that have never been outside of the village. Mm-hmm. So
well, maybe we send the county a letter asking if they'll do it, even if it's just a pilot program this mm-hmm. summer.
Yeah.
If they'll be interested in expanding it out to Palinville mm-hmm. or Leeds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is Tommy Jones still doing that? Do we know? Well, that was ARC. Who's running it now? Did the county take over all of it? Do you know? It used to be a combined...
We have a legislator right here. Do you know who runs the bus, the transit system for the county?
I've met them at the Hero Youth Fair.
I think Warren.
Is he part of it?
Yeah, Warren's Warren is definitely...
All right.
That's a good idea to see if they want to just try to see if they could run.
So let's reach into our Catskill legislators, and we'll send a note to Warren and say we'd be willing to try something out this summer. I know with the other place that was under discussion in terms of parking is across from John and Sarah's at Palinville, the Rick Van Winkle Country Club. They have that entire parking lot. So, because I think the other issue we've got is for those that bring their cars, we're beginning to run out of room to put them in place.
Yeah, this summer we're done with
that.
So
we met with a guy to look at Leeds. To walk it, remember, because you had just finished your CBD thing, and sidewalks aren't probably in anybody's world this year.
Right.
But I talked to Bob Van Valkenburg, and he thinks, you know, we could work together with the county and take a look at that, and maybe there's other things we should look at all together.
Yeah,
So, yeah, that sounds great. The other thing that we volunteered Leeds for.
Go Leeds.
Go Leeds. Well, Leeds wants to, you know, do stuff.
Oh, that's yeah.
So one of the other things that we had a conversation about was festival type things. You know, if there's a concern or you know, lack of interest in some parts of the community, drop something out in Leeds for a Saturday, whether it's food truck or flea or something like that, because there's clearly space out there that people would be interested in doing. So good things are happening out there, I guess. I think March 15th.
Marble Rock House opens on
March 15th.
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. So that's a good day. Okay, we will be in touch. Thanks.
See you a little bit.
Ma'am.
Zoning. Your favorite topic. So I know that we have the 2005 plan. I understand that that was adopted by the town in 2007, which I'm assuming required a public hearing. I guess the first question is, why was it never implemented? Because there's clear language in there that would protect the Mossy Hill Road situation, for instance, that I'm dealing with. And there's kind of a bigger problem now. A lot of people have reached out to me since the public hearing from last week. And there is a strong feeling of people wanting to hire an attorney and file some kind of injunction. I don't know what the legal term is, but to stop the town and the board from issuing any more permitting until we implement the 2007 plan, which should have been implemented at least 14 years ago, 12 years ago, let's say at worst. I don't think that asking the planning board to work in conjunction with that plan when moving forward on projects is out of keeping with the vision of what the town wants, if that's what they were planning on doing anyway. And it would certainly help take a lot of the pressure. I mean, I'm getting calls from people, neighbors of the Tiny Tines property. They're very, very upset people in this town. And I don't want to be in a position where we potentially have to sue the town and the board. The board, I know that you can't control what they do, but the request from the developers on the Mossy Hill property was enlarged to include an event facility. They never updated the hydrology report. There's a tremendous lack of due diligence on their side, and they're going to get sued. And I don't want to be in that position. If I'm pushed to it, I'm going to help, and I'm going to be involved because it impacts not only my quality of life, but my property value as well. And they're looking to seek damages. And I'll tell you, just from the Mossy Hill neighbors, without even trying, I collected close to $40,000 for an attorney. If I get everyone else involved, and that's not even trying, they're very serious, and this is going to go forward. And I'm here kind of pleading, I guess, because if this has been adopted, there's no reason why it's not implemented. I'm not understanding. I haven't gotten a good reason. And I would ask even that the board move to motion to implement it immediately and request that the board, the planning board, start working with the comprehensive plan that's in existence already. I think it's the smarter thing to do if that's what we were looking to do anyway. I'm trying to understand, I guess, if there is some resistance, why would there be resistance?
Can't speak on any resistance.
I can't speak on any buddy's behalf.
Yeah, I'm just asking.
Nor can I comment on anything.
No, I'm asking from the town board, would there be any resistance to putting into motion the implementation of the 2005 comprehensive plan?
So, with that, I just maybe send the planning board chairman an email that any decisions that they make go hand in hand. So you got our zoning rules and regulations in one hand, and the comp plan in the other hand. When they base their decision, they base them on both of those documents.
Mm-hmm. Consistent with
our zoning rules and regs, right, and the comprehensive
and with the plan. And with what state law requires in terms of a comprehensive plan and a zoning.
You would think they match.
They don't
somehow.
Yeah. So
the comprehensive plan is a living document.
Yeah.
The zoning plan
are
the fixed laws that they have to govern. The comprehensive plan will give a little direction as to what can go in different zonings, and then they go back on the zoning law to see if it actually falls within that zoning. The comprehensive plan will also outline areas where maybe they shouldn't be developed. Maybe it right. stays residential all the time. You know, that's what the comp plan does. And it's a living document, so really that document is something that we can change whenever we feel like we want to change, mm-hmm. as long as we go through the steps of creating a committee. The committee,
right, which
down,
is what we had discussed last time.
Mm-hmm. And that comes down to money, because it's nothing. This document is how many pages?
It's about, yeah, it's like, I want to say like 600 pages.
Yeah, so if we change one paragraph in there, we're going to have to hire a firm, and I forgot the name of the firm that mm-hmm. did before, to make sure that that
Crane
doesn't affect
right. a ripple
else.
Effect.
Yeah.
Right. So this last time it was done was 2007?
Well, it was done in 2005, but it was adopted by the town board in 2007. And in that comprehensive plan alone, there are more than enough changes that would address all the issues that have been coming up clearly in the town from what I've been reading and from what I've been hearing. Where it would, I think a lot of this would go away. People would feel like they're being heard. And, you know, I don't want to get into a situation of a lawsuit. I really don't. I've been in lawsuits. I unfortunately lost my husband in a horrible way. And because of that, I have a baptism of fire in what it is to go through courts. And I prefer not to do that. And because also we live here, you know, I feel like there's got to be an amicable way of resolving this. But there, in the comprehensive plan in particular, it clearly states there are areas that should not be developed for commercial. Just as a matter of basic urban planning 101, you shouldn't even put any kind of high-traffic commercial business on a road that does not have a painted double yellow line. And right there, you know, I mean, that's kind of a basic thing.
So, I think the next best thing we can do, because I don't want to have a conversation that involves legal implications, because
no,
that's
of
not
course.
My that's
not
my
forte either. I'm here trying,
but
to.
It's not my area of expertise, and as a result, I think we have to stipulate that we would have to consult with our attorney before
that.
We say anything in terms of next steps.
I completely understand that.
I appreciate the frustration of all of this. I truly do. I've also got.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure you guys are sick of seeing me here too.
Well, but understand, there are people who are looking at this from the other side.
I don't know a single resident. I've not met a single person that's pro for any of these projects.
Yeah. So there are. And they...
Where are they?
Well, that's absolutely a point. Well taken. Mostly people who are against something are much more verbal than people that are for something, because it's kind of a status quo exercise.
I've talked to every single person on my road.
Mm-hmm.
There's no one for it. And again, you're going back to... I'm asking you about zoning,
right.
And you're changing it to people that are for and pro.
No, no.
Are we going to follow the comprehensive plan?
No. I was just making an observation. Let's go back to the comprehensive plan and the zoning.
Yes.
We will, I think the best thing we can say is talk to the folks to make sure that we're consistent with what you're saying.
All I can tell you is if the permitting goes through for the Piali Resort and nothing is done by this town board to affect it, I cannot control the situation from there. And I want you to be all aware right now that I'm trying my very best to make sure that that doesn't happen.
Just
but if push comes to shove, obviously, we know where I'm going to go.
Yeah. And I've told you this before, legally, aside from asking the planning board to follow both the comp plan and the zoning, we can't.
And I understand that. And I understand all I'm asking you to do is implement the plan that was approved in 2007.
Okay.
And if you're not going to implement it, why? Why wouldn't you do something that we all want to do?
Liz, can you see if you can... I don't even know if there's minutes. back that far, but if you could pull the minute, find when that was adopted.
It would be in 2000.
It's in June of 2007. So it won't be difficult.
For that.
Sure.
To see exactly how it was worded.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, that comprehensive plan, if it was done in 2005 or 2007, normally with a comprehensive plan, they have a vision of like, this is going, you know, is that vision good till 2020,
right,
2025,
right.
Mm-hmm. 2015?
Mm-hmm.
So really, if it's 2020, or, you know, whatever you stated in that comprehensive plan, if it was a 2020 thing, then obviously it's due to start to be looked at.
Mm-hmm.
In the near future. I mean, other towns, again, I'm familiar with this town, but also I was involved with other towns. And a lot of these comprehensive plans in other towns really were done in that 2005-07 time frame. And some of them are starting to be, you know, looked at.
That's because
they got big committees out on and lawyers, and it's expensive.
The
so you do it, but again, I would just like to know what the projection of that original plan was.
The other problem, because you never implemented, the town board, whoever was on the town board, didn't implement in 2007, is that we are actually literally working with 95 zoning laws, not 1995 zoning laws. They're over 30 years old. These are all serious, serious issues, you know, that can be used in court. And, you know, we're concerned about finding money for a comp plan. I mean, you know, I don't know what the finances of the town are, but again, I don't want to go down this road if we don't have to. So that's my
No, we implement the comp plan.
Right, but they didn't.
And then
they,
we give,
they,
that's a tool for them to use in making their decisions.
Right. Yeah. So as far as them using the tool, we have no control.
Correct.
No, but you can ask them to.
And we will.
You know,
it has, but at the end of the day, they're the ones with the ultimate.
No, and that would be my next question. If there is a suit and it goes against the board as well as the town, who pays for their lawyers? I'm assuming the town pays for that, right? So should I be having this conversation with the chairman of the planning board to let him know what our concerns are and that these are the risks that they're planning? I don't know whose responsibility that is. He doesn't answer to anybody. I don't know exactly, you know, how this all works.
Well, yes, he answers to us if they're doing something unethical or incomplete. Michael, correct me if I'm saying anything out of the off the cuff here, but if they're doing something that violates our rules and regs, then we're able to step in and protect the town from the planning board making a bad decision on something, where we know that we're going to end up in court. But that's only if they're blatantly violating some kind of zoning rules and regs.
Yeah.
May I ask?
Yep.
The planning board is an independent body. The relationship between the town board and the planning board is the town board is responsible for the appointment of the members of the planning board. After that, the planning board acts as an independent body, and its decision making is based upon the votes of the planning board members. There is no review process by the town board over a planning board decision. I think what Patrick is talking about is that if there are assertions of, let's say, impropriety.
I don't think that's the case in this situation.
Fraudulent activity relative to activities of individual board members, then I think it's incumbent upon the board to step in and investigate that, and of course, the board would be involved with that. And if criminal activity was alleged, then obvious law enforcement would then become part of that. Absent that, the planning board decision is the planning board's decision. Now, if an individual was standing And of course, the folks on Mossy Hill Road have standing because they're going to be affected either positively or negatively by the planning board decision relative to the resort. And in the event that people on Mossy Hill Road perceive that it is adverse to their adverse and a violation of town law, or the planning board acted inappropriately with that authority, or plainly made a bad decision.
Or lack of due diligence.
Pardon me?
Or lack of due diligence.
Well, I won't categorize about what qualifies as a bad decision.
Okay.
The person with standing then has a right to utilize a procedural device which is called an Article 78 proceeding, and then which is either filed in county court or Supreme Court, in which the parties with standing allege that they disagree with the municipal decision. They will then present evidence to the court relative to the position that's asserted by the plaintiffs with standing, and the municipality then must respond. The court is going to then render a decision, in which case then the plaintiffs are get the matter resolved either positively or negatively based upon a judicial decision.
I understand that. I understand that. I spoke with my attorney. I would avoid that. What I'm trying to see is what can we do to ask, should I go directly to the planning board and say, why aren't we using the comprehensive plan?
Why don't you?
I assume I have to go through you. I don't know how any of this government stuff works.
I just checked on their agenda, and at the bottom, the last thing is public comments. So they do open their meetings.
Yes, I know. I'm aware, and I've been going to all of them.
You're allowed to go there and voice your opinion on it.
All right. But, you know, I just want to come here and be honest and you know, no hard feelings with these.
May I make sure. A recommendation?
Yes, please.
Actually, of course, involve the town board relative to what's happening on Mossy Hill Road. However, in terms of the voices that should hear, the people who should hear what you're saying are the members of the planning board.
That's what
I'm trying to say. And indeed, if you believe that the comprehensive plan has not been utilized to the extent that it should have been utilized in connection with the decision making, which, by the way, there is no decision made relative to this, then make your voice heard. And perhaps, if you have specific areas in which you believe that the comprehensive plan has not been utilized to the extent that it should be, well then, don't just say that you haven't used the comprehensive plan. Give details relative to aspects of the plan that you believe should be an important component in the decision making by the planning board. If there are those elements, I think the planning board will believe that your input will be very helpful.
Well, there certainly are. You were at the last meeting, and our attorney handed in a comprehensive letter in which he actually outlined parts in the comp plan. I will go back again and bring it to their attention. Like I said, I'm concerned because there has been so much anger since that last public hearing that we had over the Piali, and not just with the Piali Resort. The Catterskill decision was made, and there's a lot of anger over that as well. And then I had people calling me from the Tiny Tines, which is over, I think, on Carroll Junction Road. I knew they were trying to get something. I don't even know what kind of place that is, if it's a resort or whatever. So, and then the other, the landfill. That was the last one. So, you know, I'm hearing all sorts of stuff and people that want to get together. And, you know, given the political climate there is in our country, there seems to be more and more people that want to have their voices heard, you know. So I think that that's where some of this incentive, and it's because it's happening in their own homes, you know. Okay, that's all for my part. I don't know, unless you have any other suggestions.
No, I think it's back to the planning board. I think Michael articulated it well.
Yes.
And I that's the best that, that we can do in terms of recommending what you articulated. And we have had conversations regarding next steps with the plan, which is a budgetary consideration that's fairly significant, because I don't think we'd want to do it in-house, so to speak.
Sure. No, no, agreed. Agreed. And Patrick and I on the side, we've had some smaller conversations, because if you all wanted, I would be more than willing to, you know, this isn't just about, like I said, I came here, yes, because of the Mossy Hill thing, but it's a bigger thing, and if I can help in any way, I would be more than happy to help, you know?
Yeah, and you know, I didn't mean to misspeak.
No,
I got a reaction, but I didn't.
Yeah, no, because it just kind of like was.
No, but all I'm saying is we are the representatives of the entire community, so we have to listen to all the voices. And
yes,
that's all I was trying to say. And then Michael obviously will be our guide in terms of, and I believe he and both Mr. Fishman attend the planning board meetings. But once that's established as an independent body, which is as far back as when they established planning boards, it's an independent entity.
Sure. And
so,
like I said, I don't know who to go to. So that's why I'm here. Because I figure you guys, this is the starting point. And then you can push me in the direction, let me know where I need to go, how to address the concerns. Mm-hmm. And that helps me a lot. I'll go to the next meeting and I'll address it and we'll keep pushing out.
And it's an open and transparent process in terms of the planning board and the public.
Like, I'm
going
to try to find a buyer that might be interested in buying that property from the developers, so at least maybe it would make it easier for them to walk away if, you know, they weren't interested. But, you know, it is what it is, so I can only do what I can do.
I appreciate you coming out, because I think that a lot of people can sit and complain about something on Facebook, on social media, call you. But you're the only one here.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I'm you know, my job, thankfully, I'm kind of semi-retired, so I have a little bit more time. And this is something that is very close to my heart, in particular because I did save that chunk, and I was speaking to Patrick about doing the free green or green, I don't know what it's called. But I really want to keep the rural look of these smaller roads, you know, not just Mossy Hill. There's tons of other little roads as well that we need to protect. And I would hate for Catskill to turn into like a Seaside Heights kind of environment where there's no cohesiveness in the look of our town. So, like I said, if I can help, just don't ask me to get involved in politics. It's not going to hold your quest.
On that property, though, you want to touch on that real quick?
Yes.
You own 40 acres, I think you said?
I have, my whole is 40. The 14 is right around, but I have 25 that I bought from that state at the auction, which I would absolutely do that green thing, the green zone, if it, especially.
She'd like to make it forever green.
Mm-hmm.
And that would donate to the town, and that would be forever
green. And then I wouldn't have to pay taxes on it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that is something that has happened. I think
or maybe
the most
reduce
recent
tax for my generous donation. Yes,
the most recently it's happened is after the floods that we had.
Right,
those were all the FEMA properties. All the FEMA properties. They're now forever.
Oh, is that like, because when I was doing the GIS, there was a couple by the right where Catskill is. There was a couple there that said they were owned by the town of Catskill.
Right.
Yes.
So those are FEMA properties that came our way as a result of that exercise.
The last property. The last property before the bridge on High Falls Extension.
Yes.
There is a small house at the right at that turn. There is a small house. There's a small field.
Yes.
Right next to the bridge. And indeed there was a cabin.
Yes.
That was on that property. And when Hurricane Irene came, and most of the issues were not from the Cottesgill Creek, but the issues with regard to flooding was flash floods from the mountain. And if you can imagine, the water level was above the guardrails on the bridge.
Yeah,
so
the water was
about 7 feet off the ground. And all of those buildings there were flooded. And so FEMA came along and said it would be smart for municipalities to consider taking title to the lands, and FEMA would provide the money to purchase those properties from the residents. And that property, along with seven other properties, are now owned by the town of Catskill.
Makes sense. So they don't have to keep helping the people that live on those properties.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense. And I worry about Irene on the southern end of Mossy Hill Road, because there's a lot of erosion. It's not rock there, it's dirt. So, next big hurricane, I'm getting my boat out.
Well, I do have a memory of Hurricane Irene and the bridge at
water went over that bridge.
The water was over the level of the guardrail.
Yes, it crested something like 35 feet, we counted with one of the neighbors. It was unbelievable. Yeah. And the water went up to, if you go up High Falls up the bridge, there's that first, it's like a garage there. It flooded that bottom part of the garage. Simon's house, it flooded the bottom part of that garage area. Mm-hmm. And I was surprised that bridge survived, I'm not going to lie. All right, folks. A
couple of them like that we worried about.
You know, historically, that bridge was a covered bridge.
It was?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is there any old pictures of it?
I haven't found any, but it was a covered bridge.
That would be nice to see. And I have to agree, they do things well in Tennessee. We could learn a lot from them. They turned the town of, I go down to Bonnaroo, they tripled the population for 4 days. Not a single arrest. Mm-hmm. No one gets hurt. The traffic is seamless. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they do in Tennessee, but they do
a good job.
Thank you, folks, for
watching.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
My brother lives down there. I've been on that shuttle that you're talking about from Smoky Mountain to Gatlinburg and back.
Yep.
But the ridership on that particular, I mean, it's in season, it's a lot of time, it's packed.
Yeah, we're always there.
Every parking lot's jammed and things like that, so it's, you know, they got the audience down at 54.
They did, but you know what? 30 years ago, it was a one horse town. We've always been going there. And we've watched it grow, yes. In about 20 years ago, we were like, wow, this is starting to be like Lake George. And then 10 years ago, we're like, holy cow, this is blowing Lake George out of the water. And now it's like, forget about it.
I mean, I don't know the area that, but my brother was there. But if you take the back road, and I don't know what it is, but I'm telling you, it seems like you go up 23A if you take this.
Yeah.
And
go, yeah.
It's just, you know.
I think it's 441 maybe or something. But
I mean, it's gorgeous back here.
Yeah, it sure is. And what's really interesting is that all of that commercial stuff is on that main drag, and you go one street over, and it's quiet, residential, and that's where we stay. We stay in a cabin there, and you would never know all that hubbubaloo is going on just one street over. It's just amazing. It really is. And if we could ever mirror that, it would be really nice. We have the mountains, they're just not as big.
I'm old, but back
still
in the
gorgeous.
Day, Weeds was Lake George. You couldn't get a parking spot in the village. And in Weeds, well, yeah, I'm not the embassy type guy, but I grew up on Main Street Weeds. But when they had church, they needed a police action. That was before the bypass was built. Mm-hmm. And you needed an officer there, which at a man, like at Weeds, O'Shea's and Gil Feathers and all those same places back in the day.
Any other items, public comments, observations? If not, the board is going to enter into executive session with our town attorney for purposes of discussion of a legal matter. Mm-hmm. Our anticipation, and that will include Clerk Izzo, and in anticipation of coming out of that, but to adjourn. There won't be any further business conducted.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Again, good job. She had a great job. Explaining to me.